The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. The subtitle is The Great Escape to Egypt. Hear God's Word. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother, the angel said. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to try to kill the child. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he learned that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him the star first appeared to them about 2 years earlier. Herod's brutal action fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah. A cry of anguish is heard in Ramallah, weeping and mourning unstrained. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Now, they return to Nazareth, picking back up in verse 19. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him, get up, take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead. So Joseph returned immediately to Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler was Herod's son, Archelaus, he was afraid. And then in another dream he was warned to go to Galilee. So they went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets concerning the Messiah. He will be called a Nazarene. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.